And joining us on the telephone this morning is United States Congressman Ralph Abraham. Good morning, Dr. Abraham.
Good morning, guys. How y'all doing?
Doing well, sir. Glad you're with us today, and thanks for calling us and checking in with us each Thursday.
You're welcome.
Congressman, set through a press conference a day or so ago about the Ouachita River.
Right.
And a lot of concern going on with folks here, a new partnership formed between NLEP and ULM. They gave ULM $30,000 to do a study to present to the Corps of Engineers to try to change the low-use status because we don't have enough barges going up and down the river. Folks are concerned that locks and dams could be closed and dredging could stop on the river. Can you give me an update on what's going on with that?
Well, yeah, all that's potentially correct. We need, we want more traffic, fuel, agricultural products, you know, anything that can fit on a barge, we want it coming down the Ouachita River. You're right. The economic impact of the Ouachita is huge. I'm looking forward to seeing exactly the economic impact that it does have on the area. But I can tell you, you know, without looking at any study, it's a major, major business attractor, and we need more business. Again, we are working with the Corps almost on a daily basis, not only for the Ouachita, but for the Red, for the Mississippi, you know, to keep the channels open, to keep it the depths where the barges can get up and down them, and certainly to maintain the levee system. That 2015 flood showed a lot of problems that needs to be corrected. On the CR, that the continuing resolution that we did in Congress in December, we in Congress gave the Corps over $1 billion to work on rivers, levees, those types of structures. So we want it to be used very efficiently, very frugally, but we certainly want our share on the Ouachita River.
And I understand being frugal with the money, there's not a lot of it to go around. One of the plans that I had seen actually called for closing locks and dams and I guess opening them up and just letting the river free flow if we got into a really tight budget crunch, because the only thing they're looking at is the amount of barges, not the paper mills and power plants and cities that take water out of the river.
Yeah, but the rivers have to be controlled with the locks and dams. You know, left on their own, they don't cooperate. They don't play very well, you know, together. So we've got to handle them. The Corps has got to do their due diligence. And just look at us a couple of years ago where the lock and dam was shut down around Columbia because of some infrastructure problems, and it just disrupted traffic for literally weeks on end. So we can't allow that to happen. The Corps has got to step up. We've got to give them the money to step up and do their job. And hopefully we will continue in the congressional level to do that. And I don't see anything that's going to impede that. Everybody in Congress certainly has rivers and things in their districts also across the United States. So we understand how important not only waterways are, but to maintain those waterways and to provide the infrastructure that it takes to manage and handle them. They're not easily handled. They're big stuff.
As I've sat here this morning listening to the news, I see it looks like most politicians the last few days are getting ambushed by people on different sides of Obamacare. Are you hearing things from your constituents, and what are folks saying about Obamacare and replace and repeal and that sort of thing?
Well, there certainly are a few protesters that, certainly have a different opinion than I do of Obamacare, but we will repeal it starting next week. We will replace it with something much, much better. As you saw just last week, Aetna bailed out of the exchanges. So with Aetna out, United Healthcare out, all the big insurance players that are no longer in the exchanges, now you're almost 40% of your parishes and counties across the United States having a single-payer system. That single payer is the United States government. And I can assure you, as a physician, I don't want the government in my exam room. They're not very efficient at anything I've found yet, and they're certainly not efficient at health care. It's just a mess. It's imploding on its own. And we know as Republicans, we could step away and just let it explode. But we're not going to do that. We don't want to leave people hanging without insurance. We want everybody insured. We just want them to have an insurance that they can depend on and that they can actually count on when they go to the doctor in the hospital.
Congressman, I have a minute left. The South China Sea is kind of concerning to me. We've sent the Vinson Strike Group there kind of to show the flag. What's the latest going on between the U.S. and China over those disputed islands?
Well, you know, China's still rattling some swords over there. They have militarized the Paracel Islands, and certainly that was land that we, as the United States, still consider international waters. They know, China knows, the United States knows that if we should ever have to put a naval blockade, they certainly would be cut off. So let me tell you what China is doing. They're cozying up really close with the Philippine president, who, in my opinion, is pretty much of a crazy guy, because they need the open ports. So China is not playing fairly. China's never played fairly. And China is all about China. We have to watch them very closely, and I'm glad the carrier group is over there showing at least we're going to maintain a presence in those international waters, because they are international waters. They are not China's.
All right, Congressman, out of time, have to go. Thanks for joining us this Thursday.
All right. We'll talk next week. Thank you, guys.